Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everyone have a great day. The show's over. No, I'm joking. Okay. So, we're good?
We're holding, Rabbi.
Yeah. So we're holding on, good question. Peitas Seven Bays, towards the top. Yesterday we had Machloikis. The Gemara brought down a Mishnah. If someone took off, the rule is you're not allowed to take off from something that's Tamei Antar, and we said B'shogi good, B'mezid Le'asav Le'klum, and you had Machloikis what B'mezid Le'asav Le'klum is. It is if it's not good at all, Rechisda says Le'asav Le'klum called Iker, even that part goes back to Tevel. And Rasam Rishia said Le'asav Le'klum is a sakin for the other the Shirayim to fix up the Shirayim. However, the Truma, this piece of tummy stuff that you took off, is going to be true. So the Gemara is going to continue on bringing, so far we haven't gotten back into our sugya, which I asked the Gemara brought it down. So the Gemara right now is going to bring out a question and then bring it back into our sugya. Okay, so we're holding Amrali Rabbler of Chizdits, around seven lines from the top on Pei Testament Alf. L'didok ta'amrit, le'asav le'klum kol iker. You before said that when you take off from Tamei Antar, if the whole thing is not good, that filuig you had the tivling, even that part that you took off comes back tevel. My time, what's the reason? We said before the reason why he made such a extreme takana is because we're afraid the guy is not going to be he's going to be pushed out. He's not going to take off again. Truma semaisis. The Gemara says, is that taka true? Mi ikamidi midiraisa havi truma. Is there such a thing that really midiraisa is truma? So you have a svar over here that we're afraid the guy's going to be negligent, and then it's, and we're making it go back into chulin. Chi bezdin mastin lakar davman atayra. Could bezdin make a tanai to be oiker something from min atayra? We'll see in a second. So, the question over here is that very nice, the guy, you're afraid the guy's going to be Pesheya. However, the Maisa Min HaTorah should be Truma. So how does Bezdin have a Koyach to go and uproot such a Truma over here that really should have been some sort of Truma? So the Gemara says, Amrleva Atle Tizbra, you talk don't hold that Bezdin has a right to be Iker something in a Torah. We have a mission over here. What tanan? Havlan Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh. We said that if the lady has a child, she got remarried over here, Alpiyadach, right? And she has a child, say, from the second person, that kid's a Mamzer. She goes back to the original husband, she has another child, that kid's also a Mamzer, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Vlad Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh. So Bishlam Mishaini Mamzer. I can understand from the second guy, she never got divorced from the first guy. All they said was the husband died. So you were potentially allowed to get remarried. However, so fine. So if the kid from the second person, I can understand it's a mamzer. However, El Mirisha, you know, from the first one, if she goes back and she has a child with his first husband now, Ishtai Maisa, it's his wife. Bistro Mayu. So this kid, for really, if you get boiled down, the kid is directly Yisro. It's not a mamzer. Mamzer is from Chavi Kri. You know, there's no Isser Mamzeris over here.
I mean, the second lady.
Yeah, the second husband is Eshedish, because she never got divorced from the first person.
I mean, the buzz
right? She runs until she gets married, but there's never a Hafgat Kedushin over here from the first one, right?
We're letting him problem.
That's the problem. The problem is okay, that's the kasherin the lemam zera. That's right. She's a real yid. Now, when she's on the shidduch market,
Oh,
right, so the son, right. So you're talking about a son. You're calling him a mamzer, and he's going to go and marry someone whose yichus isn't good, and l'chayra, that doesn't make any sense, because he's not real. He's not a real psul yichus. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya from there. I'm really halakha, I'm a Shmuel, aser mamzeres. So Yitaka, the halachas you thought, we thought before, that he's mutter to get this kid from the first marriage, from the first husband that they had afterwards, is, we thought it was being mutter mamzeres, the Gemara says.
He's a mamzer, but he's not a mamzer?
He's right, he's a quad. He's not a mamzer, but he's not allowed to marry a regular kid. He's stuck.
He's not allowed to marry
Mamzeris, and he's stuck with, right. He's not going to be able to marry to anybody.
So
he can't
marry a Jewish
woman
either?
No, because he's, what's his
name?
He
just doesn't marry anyone?
We'll see in a second. Yeah, he's not allowed to marry anybody, yeah.
I think Rabbi Margaretin said he's permitted to marry someone, another child, who is in his same state.
Same state, right, okay, yes. So aser mamzeres, chen ki aser rabban am reichanan aser mamzeres. It's aser if was mamzeres. V'mar korli mamzer. So if he's aser mamzeres, why are we calling the guy a mamzer? Loiser v'bas Yisrael to aser to be aser her to a bas to aser him to a bas Yisrael. I'm sorry, I'm saying her. Yeah. So that's the Gemara wanted to say that bezin. So no, the Gemara had a kasha l'chara. How could it be mezin mas to make it tonight to be to oikra davarman atayr, right? How could you have trum over here? Even though it's tamei, the ma'aseh is trum. And the Gemara says, what's takip shot? How could you do it? The Gemara wanted to be medam into our Gemara where you make this person into a mamzer and he could marry a mamzeres. And the Gemara says no, wiggles out of it and say no, it's not. It's aser b'mamzeres. And it's also Mamzeres, and it's also B'bas Yisrael. And we're going to see in a second, this is not called, when the Chacham are asering, why is this not considered in Eger Dov Menatayro? This is when you're being Machmer, and you're not being Make, when you're being Makel, then it's considered Eger Dov Menatayro. If I could say that she's, you know, she's not
mutter.
A Mutter, then that's Chacham being Eger Dov Menatayro. But the Chacham to be Machmer, Rashi is going to speak out of here that it's not considered a kirin. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Rashi over here. Let's see about the stroll. The knas of amu. Rashi says it's a knas. Ulahachmir. We're going to be machmir. Blasis siago tayro and make it like a gate around the tayro. If ain't do akira, it's not akira. Avol hakal de vei tayro akira. When you remakele, then it is considered a akira. Okay, so the Gemara is going to continue for the next while over here of this business of Chacham being Oikar Davim and Antaira, Hafker Bez and Hafker, the different
Sheet. Trying to find a support for how they connect with the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a support for how they connect with the Torah.
Right. Shalom here, Rechitza the Rabbah. Rechitza said to Rabbah, V'yad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. In the name of, with Rav Acha Bar Huna. The aim Bezdin, Mas, and Laka Davim and Antaira, you're going to tell me, Taka, that Bezdin cannot make it tonight, if or something, but Tanya. Yeah.
It was
what?
Everyone's agreeing you could do it.
What do you mean? Everyone's agreeing you could do what?
Where are we still looking? Because he's not really a mamzer.
We're just machmer on the person. If you can marry a mamzer. What's your question?
He can't marry a mamzer, he can't marry Israel. Really
we give him the chumras of each. Right? Okay. Shalach le'Rav Chisda Rav 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 Rav. The best in Taka can't be makers. It's something about Tanya. We have a brace as follows. Meimasai Adam Yorish Ishte Katana. A guy married a lady. And she was a Katana. And we're talking also she's a Yisayma. Okay, her father didn't marry her off. Because her father could marry this girl off. But talking about her father died. Now her brother's married her off. Now the rule is she could potentially get up and leave. And she could do Miyun and then say L'chaim L'shalom. So he can't really Yarshin. He can't Yarshin. He can't be Matam with her because she could just skip, jump ship. And he's Matam with her. We're talking about a Kohen here also. And
his
Katana wife died. But this Katana wife is a Yisayma. And her siblings, her mother married her off. So she's always had that get out of jail card free, the get out of jail card free, you know, that she could just use, and she's not his wife, you know, her whatever. So when do we say that they were married enough that it's not considered that she's not going to jump, and the Mela, it's going to be his wife to be, yet we know we'll see the Yarshin, the whole business, Tam and Yarshin. So we have Machlokes over here. Bishami Aymer Mishitami B'Kaymasi. When she Rashi speaks out, when she's older, she's heavy shtei saras. Up until then, if the wife is going to die, he's not going to be, he won't yarshin her, won't be matamer. Okay. When she they have chuppah. We'll see exactly in a second. And what's the place here? Rabbi Lazar, I remember Mishitibol. Well, when they have beer together, so that's enough to be considered married. V'yarsha, the Brisa continues on. He could yarshin her, u'metamila, and he can metamila. V'chel's begin a truma, and she could also eat truma. She's married enough now. When they let's say mishitibol or she's kanes l'chupa, so that's enough to what's his name to. Let her eat truma, because the rule is if Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma for a kohen when they're married, but here this is considered enough married. Okay, so the Gemara right now is going to go and explain each of the shitas of this last brisa. So, Bishami said, when she's heavy shtei saras, I alpha gav blame nichols of the chuppah. What happened? L'chayram. She has to. There has to be some sort of kinesi l'chuppah. If you don't have chuppah, if she all she is in a rusa, Rashi speaks out over here, they're not allowed to be metamet her. So what do you tell me? It's enough that she just turns a gedayla. She heavy shtei sarais l'chayram. There has to be more than just heavy shtei sarais. So,
like the second thing.
Right, you have to have more, right, exactly. So Gemara says, you talk right. Aim Shamik must be the Khanas the Khopa. You have to have Tamik be Heavishti Saras and the Khanas the Khopa.
So the first thing is just Khopa, even if no Shte Saras. And the first opinion is Khopa plus Shte Saras.
Well, we'll see in a second. we'll give the Gemara one more chance over here. Vahki Karma Levi Shaman Misil, the Karmisu Mishkanis the Khopa. You, Bishil, said, Mishin Tikanis the Chuppah, right? Bishil says Mishin Tikanis the Chuppah. Bishamai said back to him, what are you talking about? You need, Yom the Kamasa Mahanya la Chuppah, Eloi Eloi Mahanya la Chuppah. You have to have what of Tam, besides just being going to Chuppah, you also have to have Tam of the Kamasa. In other words, you, Bishil, were saying. You also have to have chuppah. You have to have chuppah and shtei saras. And it's called 12, okay? She has to have, according to Bez Hill said, all she had to have was chuppah. But Shami says, no, chuppah is not enough. You have to have, hit that age mark and chuppah, then it will be enough to be metamic. Okay? Fine. Tayyip speaks out, doesn't have to be dafka this order. It doesn't have to be Tamim B'Karmasai and Chuppah. Could have been Chuppah before, and then Shtei Saras afterwards. So the order is Lav Dafka in order.
Obviously, Chuppah is not here.
What do you mean? No, it...
It's not the same thing.
I'm not...
This is going to say Dia. So what's the... It's not Chuppah.
So we'll see in a second. We'll give him more chance here, okay? So far we're saying that you have to have, that according to Beis Shammai, you have to have both, and according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara was taking out that it only needs to come to Chuppah. Reb Lazar over here, he said, Mishitipol. That's enough to make it his wife. And Reb Lazar doesn't say anything about being older or not. What are you telling me over here that be is enough? L'chari says, Eimai Siktana Klum. So Eima, Mishitigdom, that anything you do with the with the katana, it's not considered enough for kedushin over here. Right, it has to be bas mitzvah already that age.
Her maisa bia is nothing.
So it's the maisa. It's not considered anything. It's the maisa katana.
Even if her father marries her off?
No, if father marries her off, it's different. When a father marries her off, there's a kedushin deraisa over there. That's for sure.
And when her brother marries her off?
That's only the rabbanon, because she could always back out. That's exactly what we're talking about, yes. That where the either the mother or the yisayimim or someone married her off like that. So Eima Mishitagdil v'tivol. So the Gemara says, Yitaka right, you have to have, has to be older, and there is a B over here.
All three now?
Do what?
So it's all three now? Chuppah, Shteisar, and B?
Well, Chuppah is really, it's. I think Chuppah is what they're calling B here. That's
but
what I think.
What's the same opinion as the other three?
But I think its difference is of, it could be difference of what could come first over here. According to this, according to Rulazar, I would say, it has to be first turn 12 and then do bia. If you do bia before and then you turn 12, you don't say, okay, I did bia before, it should work. The answer is no, it won't work. That's what I think pshat is here. Okay? Fine. One second.
Are we equating Yarsha and Ocheles Begino with her eligibility to still do miyun? And she can't do miyun anymore.
When she can't do miyun, then you would be able to all that would work. When she's stuck, so to speak,
miyun,
and then he died. Then
so the miyun eligibility has to be only while she's still a katana. Once she turns a gadola, she can no longer do miyun. Is that true?
Yes.
Even if they didn't have bia,
pretty sure once she's a gedolah, I think she's stuck.
No, understand. But if a katana and they do bia, she can still do miyun after bia.
Right. According to this gemara, she can still do miyun. Yes, correct.
Is that the kuli alma?
Is it the kuli alma? That seems to be, because the gemara before said, yeah, I think so, because Bishami held you need both of these things.
So we're only looking at when does she stop doing miyun? When does he yerush her? When does that miyun period stop? That's what we're really looking
right.
For. What are those machlekes? Okay.
His real wife, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now getting back to our gemara, Ketanimi is yerusha. I'll just speak out of here. Tysus. We said, let's just do Rashi over here. Rashi says, Ishta Kitana, in Mesav she dies, the lawyer Minon, Shema Sida Hysel in mind. We don't say that maybe this lady was going to do Mian, Vishtaka the Lav Ishta Havi. And it ends up being that this really was not his wife. Right? That's the underlying Kashash over here, that she could have done Mian. And then he was not married to him. And then maybe that money, let's say he's yarshining her, and the money's not hers, and not his. And she shouldn't be able to eat truma because she's potentially not his wife, etc. We'll be Yisrael Maskina. We're talking about Yisrael. Mishatamu became Rashi. So Rashi learned, Shedigila Pirka Bisharma Vaisar. Shitaka is like she's old, she's 12, and she has a Vaisar. Tysus seems to, Tysus became us, Dimras Kamas, he argues. He says that, because according to that, what's this business of Tamma Kamasi? Should have said, if You mean Mishatagdil? Say straight out Mishatagdil. Why are we beating around the bush? Mishatame
Bekarmasli. That's age plus Shtesaras? What is this?
Yes, it's both age and Shtesaras. That's what you call a bona fide Gedoyla. So say straight out Gedoyla.
Right.
So Taisa says it's not true. Taisa says that Shaniris Gedoyla Ksas, she looks like a Gedoyla, but she's, even though she's not, even though she's not really that age.
What does that mean?
She was a
shekel. She was a shekel,
yeah.
No, I'm saying, has it affected
halacha? Certain kids look more mature than other kids. Yeah, that's
more high heels.
So in this case, we don't have to have actually gatless. It's enough to have looking like a gadol.
Even though she doesn't have shekel.
Right. Usually when kids look gadol, they usually have shtei stars. It goes hand in hand. But Maisa doesn't have, it could be even, say, younger or whatever. Okay, but he says if she's a katana, if she looks like a katana and the whole thing's a joke, then she's not, they're not married at all, b'chol. Okay? Fine. Next Rashi, I got the chopo of a kaimlon. If you're a gadola, ishtei rusa, even if it's a gadola, when the lady's in a rusa, lo einon, lo mitam ilo, he's not an einon for her, and he's not a mitam for her. Mesa in yarsha. If she dies, he doesn't yarshin her. Vamar blazei maisikatan klum, ferek beishamay. Okay, so now getting back to our gemara, the reason why we brought this down is because of how could the chachamim make a gzera to be eiker? So now, I'm only by v'hacha by the kiveger. V'hacha katani mis yarsha he yarshins her. I v'hacha the midraisa vu yarsha the midraisa the father yarshins her. Midrabana yarsh labal. And here it's the father yarshins but the father's dead. No, midraisa the father yarshins here. Okay, because Kedusha Ketana is the Rabbanan. So now who really yarshins her now? It's really the Krivim, her brothers. Okay? However, but what are we saying over here? When the Rabbanan yarsh labal. And here we're giving the Rabbanan, he's a lot of yarshins. So what are we doing? We're taking out something from these kids. Let's say she had $1,000. So the kids should have gotten, her siblings should have gotten that $1,000. And now we're saying, no, since they were quasi-married over here, it's enough to give him, that's enough to be a husband, and the husband's going to yarshin that money. The chara, I'm taking, this husband should have been, not take your hands off the money, it's not your money. And still we say that it goes to him. So we see from here that the rabbana have a koyach to be oiker and actually take it away. And take the money from person A, from these siblings, and give it back to the husband. The father didn't marry. The father's gone. The father's dead.
He married her off.
No, the father didn't marry her off.
Midraisa,
the father yarshin. Zer, Rashi speaks out. Klemer, kroyve av yarshin. The kroyvim yarshin. Because there's no, don't forget, there's no, the father's dead here. So all that's left here is the, what's his name? This, the siblings. Okay. So, so my answer is the what? Hafker bezin hafker. Hafker, there's a certain rule here that bezin can be mafker, can mafker something. And Rashi's going to say that it's not an akira. When it becomes money, it's snapshot, you're being akira halacha. You're just, they're being mafkered. And then your bezin can decide, okay, we're mafkered and we're giving it to this husband over here.
Saying is not considered
extrajudicial. Extrajudicial means
Iker? Is that? You just said they're not going against halacha, so to speak.
Right, because when it comes to money, they have a right to go whatever. You can say halacha is not the way to the hour, but we're going to see they have a right when it comes to bezin. They, when it comes to money, the things they have rights to do what they want.
Is that just a fact that?
We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring two sources for Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So Gemara says, yeah, how do you know this? Amar mitzvah minayin shehafker bezdin hafker. Where do you know that anything that bezdin wants to be mafker, they can decide is hafker? Shenemar. We have a pasuk over here in Ezra. Kol sheyavei shleishes yamim v'atzas hasarim. He's talking about by Ezra where he wanted to get all the miuchasim up in the shleim and get up and shtel back who's miuchas and who's married correctly and not. He does anyone that doesn't come in 3 days, v'atzas hasarim as kenim, with the eights of what we were deciding here, that you have to come up. Yachram kol ruchushay, his whole ruchush is going to be cheirim v'hapker. And he will be like cut off from all the shvatim over here. So we see that Bezdin has a right to be mafkered over here in this pasuk. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, Rabbi Mehacher, Rabbi Lazar says from here, Eilan Chalois Asher Nachalu Elazar Akoyin Yeshua Benun. These are the nachlas that that Lazar Akoyin Yeshua Benun. Now it says over here, Verashi Avais Lamatais Bnei Yisrael. The Rashi Avais for Matis Bnei Yisrael. The Chima Inyan Rashi Meitz Lavis. It says Rashi Avais. It could have said, Rashi speaks out, it could have said Rashi Matis, not Rashi Avais. Where it says, I'm Ma Avais, I'll have to tell you as follows. Ma Avais Manchilin B'neiem Kol Mashir. So just like the Avais, the fathers could give their kids whatever they want, Af Rashim Manchil Asam Kol Mashir. So too, the Rashim is referring to Bezdin, could give a Nachla to whoever they want. Okay, so we have it.
That's not Jerusalem. The father gives whatever he wants. He's giving it as a gift.
Right, he can do, right. Exactly.
But over here, what they're doing is taking away a Yerusha.
They're taking away from one person, giving it to another person.
But they're doing a Yerusha versus a gift.
So what? But they're making money go from one thing to not one person to another.
It's still not a Yerusha. I hear what you're saying.
When Bezdin does Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, or Eicher, it's not a Yerusha.
Once the father dies, the Yerusha is automatic.
Correct.
So, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, what we're doing here is we're doing it after someone dies, after the girl dies.
Right, we're saying that it should have gone to that family. It still goes to...
So, they're doing it after the fact.
Right. So, I'm not sure what your question is. Okay, so the Gemara brought down here two psukim. Okay, why do you need two psukim? What's one pasuk telling you more than the other? So I think the Karaners or the Archlaner, they speak out over here as follows. The first pasuk, if you look at it carefully, we see that if you don't come, his whole rechush is going to be gone. Okay, yakram kar rechushay. But it doesn't say who gets it. Meaning they're mafker. They say you're not going to have, we'll say your stuff is hefker, and then we'll go grab it. But we don't see anywhere that Bezdin could take from guy A and give it to guy B. That next level of taking away from somebody, giving it to another person, that I need a second pasuk, because we're saying they're giving from one person to another person. The first pasuk, all I see is that it's hefker. No, that's hefker means I could go, if I say this item is hefker, doesn't mean you take it, it means anyone can go grab it. Right? Okay, so let's just see Rashi over here. Midraisibu Yarsila, Kloimer, Kroivaya Av Yarsila, the Kroiv and the father Kyarshin, the Nisui Kitanim Darbanim, all the Nisui of Kitanim Darbanim. Mishum Shleyin, Yinugu of Mining Hafkar, the reason why they were Misakin and Sun Darbanim, we don't want people doing Hafkar to get stuff here. Because I'm Becher Shinas and Pikakas, Aval Tayra, Loy Zisla the Kaddish of the Bas, Loy Imelecha, Minatayra, there's no right for the mother and for the brothers to marry this person, this girl off. Hafkar Bez and Hafkar, V'chom Midin Loyna, Lav Akira. Anything that's mammon is not an Akira. This is famous Rashi over here. Anything by mammon, you're not being Iker something. So it has to be like a halacha or something, then you're Iker.
Why don't you say this? Just like they allow the mother and the brother to marry her off, part of that condition is that about it. Don't think about what happened in the past.
So what are you're tying that what? That this, it's all part of that same gzeira.
Yeah, let's be part of the gzeira, because this way we don't have to worry about the rules of the raisa. What they did was, they took away, not the rules, they took away belongings, something that people already own. But they weren't okay of the raisa of the rules.
So I'm not copying your question exactly. You're asking in the case of Nevi'im over there that...
No, they seemed that what they did was they took away their belongings. They took away. So what they,
right. So which, with Yochur, yeah, okay.
I guess why didn't they do a Xerah? If the father and the mother can marry her, this is a new rule. The new rule belongs to the father. In other words, they're taking away what the girl owes rather than what the Yorkshire from the girl will get.
We'll discuss afterwards. I'm not following your question exactly. Okay. Kosher le'yavei b'seif Ezra. Rashi avis lamatis havli mikhtav Rashi matis ben Israel. Okay. So Tosfos speaks out over here. Hafker bez and hafker. So let's examine the case that we start. The sugya that we started with. What happened? The guy took off minatame alatar, right? And we said we had a machlekes if it's good or not. So why don't we say that same hefker bez and hefker by Talmud Menatar, right? He says over there that you can't say that because...
What do you want to say? That pile becomes hefker?
It should be the same gather of hefker bez and hefker. That pile of tummy stuff should go with the rules of hefker bez and hefker. Okay? So Tyson speaks out. You can't say hefker bez and hefker when it goes back into that... That guy, it goes back to that farmer, whoever, that owner had his thing over there. He has to take it off now. You can't call it hefker. If anyone could go grab it now and then do whatever they want with it, then I can have a svar, hefker, bez, and hefker. But if I have a situation where it could go back in his rishus, that's not a din of hefker, bez, and hefker.
Yeah,
right?
But it's more than just money. It's a kedusha you're talking about that they took off. It's
what?
Not just money. It's not a money issue. It's a kedusha of truma that they took off.
Right. There's two. It seems to be throughout the Gemara that yesh kerech b'achacham is one thing, and hefker bez and hefker is like a whole other track. So in order to use the svar hefker bez and hefker here, you can't use that svara because there it's not being hefker. It's going right back to this original farmer's shots here, and he has to go and be busy with it.
Oh, you say hefker bez and hefker make it like it's ownerless. I see. And here it's
hefker
going
bez and
back
hefker,
to the owner.
Everyone thinks they can do whatever they want, but it's more for mumministic stuff as opposed to dinim.
Right.
Right? Well, we'll see throughout the next Gemara. There's different...
There was a psukim. Chazal can't do whatever they want. I don't get it. Why not? They don't like some situation. You can do whatever they want, right?
Because you're saying yesh kav de'achom nakedav min
atayra.
Right. Yesh. What's coming out from here is I think we had this one time ready. Yesh kav de'achomim is not hefker bez and hefker. There's two. They have. I think that's what you have to say here. There's yesh kav de'achom to be oik or something. Let's say in your case you want a lulav or whatever and Shabbos, these type of things. And then there's cases of mumanistic things that we have bez and can say okay.
That's
we're just right. So to pull out your card of yesh koyach biach of hefker bez and hefker by truma that you can't use. You want to use yesh koyach biach achamim, then that will be something else to potentially discuss. I'm just speaking out here. Once we have the svar, like I said, you can't use that in the Gemara before. Okay, so the Gemara says that when this guy back in the Gemara, so we just had the svar of hefker bez and hefker. So the next brisa said the brisa that we said before when the father marries her off, not the father, I'm sorry, the brothers and the siblings marry her off and then she dies and he's a kohen. The rule is a kohen can be metame to his wife. Okay, a normal married beheter.
You had to have the suit.
Right. Okay. So now he's mitamelo. V'achum the rights of avia mitamel. Here lemaisa, the father is really, she should be, since the husband is not really married, here, so it's really the father, it's should be mitamah to her. Umidrabbanan mitamah lebal. And here, the Rabbanan, midrabbanan mitamah lebal. How are we allowed, how are the Rabbanan letting this guy go and be mitamah to her? L'chayra, it's only Kedushin Rabbanan. So we see here, the Chachamim are being oikered over here, right? They're being oikered this din that you can't go. Really, she shouldn't be. He should not be able to be mitamah. They're only saying he's allowed to.
You know the Baal now?
What? The Baal. How could the Baal be mitamah?
Okay, that's a question.
Yeah.
A Kohen, his sister married to Israel, so he is not mitamah.
A sister?
Yes, his sister married to Israel. He's not mitamah.
Oh, you mean a Kohen whose sister gets married? Yes. Sorry. Even she marries a Bas Kohen, he can't. Even if she marries another Kohen, he can't.
What is her relationship with her father? His daughter, the father, the daughter marries. Is the father allowed to be mitamah?
Yeah, the father can be mitamah, yeah.
Only the brother.
The brother, right. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says no. The reason why he can mitamah is not pshat he's mitamah b'din his wife. It's no new din of meis mitzvah. So fresh to Gemara, we talk meis mitzvah. When we have a meis mitzvah, they're going to jump. Well, it's not a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is when there's no one to bury her. But Tanya is a meis mitzvah called she'ein loikayvin. Anyone that doesn't have anyone to bury them. If you scream out for help and you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and no one's going to help them out. If you're going to scream out and people are going to help you out, the Chevra Kedisha there, so there's no, that's not the Meis Mitzvah. So why over here, how can you tell me over here that she's, That you could yarshin her because it's Meis Mitzvah. There's people over here.
Even
if he's on the relative, but it's not the rule of Meis Mitzvah is Meis is there with no one take care of it. Here, there's siblings. There's someone involved over here that could potentially take care of it. Gemara says, "Achanami kivin leyarzila," since he doesn't yarshin her. I'm sorry, it's not he. Since the siblings do not yarshin her, Kari Vloy Anila, they're gonna ignore her. They're all in there for the money. They want this girl's money. So in this case where the husband or this quasi husband is able to get the yarshin, this girl, that is gonna make it that she has a din of Meis Mitzvah. Okay.
What are there other people around?
What?
Are you saying that there are other people around?
There are other people around. Her siblings are still around.
Because why is he
Mitamah to her? Because it's like a Meis Mitzvah.
I would see that.
Because we're saying it can't be a rule. If I would ask you this morning at 6 o'clock, what is a Meis Mitzvah? Please define to me what is a Meis Mitzvah.
Nobody else.
No one's around to take care of her.
Right.
With the girl that her siblings married her off 2 weeks ago and then she died. Would you consider that someone that has no one to take care of her? Answer is for sure no. Okay? So therefore,
it's
right, and we're saying it has a din of Meis Mitzvah because they're no one's going to help out over here.
So it's a regular Meis Mitzvah.
It's not a regular Meis Mitzvah, it has a dinam of Meis Mitzvah. It's not a regular Meis Mitzvah because there's people here.
The only person here is her one husband.
No, there's her siblings are also here.
So they won't bury her?
They're not interested in her anymore.
And therefore he's Meis Mitzvah.
She's Meis Mitzvah. She's Meis Mitzvah, you can get married, yeah. Okay? Fine. And Tyson, okay, it's not really, Tyson speaks out here, it's not a real Meis Mitzvah, it's like the Koyach V'Achamim to be Iker, and make it like a mace mitzvah. I ain't place this on the bottom over here.
This
coin is going to be a metame himself to this lady.
Because they won't take care of her.
So exactly.
In other words, the mace mitzvah could be in the middle of the city. Nobody takes care of her.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they can voluntarily. They don't have a chiyuv. They're not interested in taking care of her.
I don't know. Okay, let's go a little bit here. The Brisa before said Vaichel's beginning truma, and she could eat because of him. She is a Bas Yisrael. He's a Kayin, so she can eat Truma. This Kedushi Katan over here, this mean eligible girl, can eat Truma for breakfast.
The marriage is derisive, though.
No, the marriage is derisive, because she could always leave. Right? Before that, we were talking about before. Okay? So how can you do that? The answer is Truman Rabbanan. We're talking about Truman Rabbanan. Okay? So Truman Rabbanan, then the whole it's Rabbanan anyway, so Rabbanan hey number, hey number. They said the condition, they said that. Tyson speaks out over here. I could say that's talking about Truman the Raisam. How's that gonna be? Katan Echel Velas. The rule is that a katan can eat things that aren't kosher, but potentially, okay? The machlekes if you, what?
A katan
can be oichel nevelus, and the shail if you have to be pirish, if you have to force, if you see a kid going in, that's not the greatest example. You see the kid going and buying a trace of candy bar, let's say, are you mechuyev to go and tell this kid, you know, by the way, this is a trace, or you just let it be. So,
the answer is your logic.
There's machlekes, but potentially you could. The father has to be mechanech, but if you don't see, if the father doesn't see or whatever, so there's a shayla throughout Shas. If a katan could be echel nevelus, if you're mitzvah with the mafresh, so why didn't the Gemara say that? So he says over here, Taisa speaks out. We're talking about the same truma by a gedolah and by a katana, even when she's a gedolah, she would eat. So we don't want to say that. By the rice, the thing is going to be that way because when she's a godlin, for sure we're going to have to be ma for sure. So we want to stick the case where it will work. Side begadlus, side begtana. It's just interesting how Tais is thinking that. I could have said that the case is eating me the rice and midin of ein katan echel neveilus ein mitzvah la frisha. Yeah.
Is she a katan? Somebody has a question?
Is it shaila if a katan, if you see a katan eating, are you mechuyev to go and be mafresh? I don't want to get off on a tangent. I just want to speak out how Tyson's logic of Tyson is where he was going with this. Okay?
This doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense? The Gemara of Katan Echel Nevelis, the Emesuv Nafrishai? Child is better than the suva to be mafresh. They see a guy eating this, and the kid's putting up a fight. Do we have to stop him?
We're talking with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, right? He was the one who said this. He said that we should.
I think that afterwards the Bryce is going according to everybody. But Echel's beginning in Truma one. The Yarshim Atamil of Echel's beginning in Truma. That's not the way I learned the Bryce. That is not only Rabbi Eliezer. That's according to everybody.
Oh, but that,
right?
And
you have
machlekes,
and then the Brisa continues on. It's like a Mishnah. You have machlekes in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah continued on.
Right, and then right? And we're talking about still a katana. She's still a katana? Is that what's going on here?
She's in this mode of not being fully married. Once she's a gedola with beer, then the case closed. The regular husband and wife then.
And then she can eat truma even
the
rice.
Right? Which is Kedushin Darabonon. The word says, no, you're eating Truman Darabonon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I guess we'll start this next tomorrow, but it's a lengthy braisa. So let's start it. Tashima. Achal Truma Tmeya. Someone who ate Truma Tmeya. We're talking about a Yisrael over here. You can't eat Truma Tmeya, but he did it B'shoigi. Okay? The din is Mishalim Chulin Tayr. He has to pay back Chulin Tayr to the Kain. He took Truma. He, by mistake, he ate the guy's cereal. And it was Tame. And he did it B'shoigi. So the rule is you have to pay back Chulin that is Tar. You don't give the guy back Truma that is tummy. Okay? Shilim chulim tummy. Let's say talking, the guy did pay back chulim that's tummy. So simcha sayim reshum remeyer. Simcha says name remeyer. Bishoygeg tashlumin tashlumin. If he paid it back, bishoygeg, it's going to be a good payment. Bemezid ain't tashlumin tashlumin. So according to simcha, bishoygeg is bad and bishoygeg is good. Bemezid, you have to go and repay the guy. Bacham Maimrim, Cham Nasei. Echadzeb, Echadzeb, Tashlum, Tashlum. Both cases, Saib Shoigig and Saib Mezid, it goes, it's considered a good payment. And, the Chayzim Shalim, Chulim Tayrim. You go back and you pay Chulim Tayrim. We'll see tomorrow this whole sugi over here, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll try to get this. Baruch Moshe, could you text me or someone text me exact instructions on how to get this phone set up so we could have it? 216-333-4927. 216-333-4927. Send me a text and I'll bring my phone tomorrow. Make sure. Thank you.